For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. The Missouri Coalition for the Environment is one of nine groups that filed suit on Wednesday against the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission. As Veronique LaCapa reports, the group says the NRC's licensing process needs to take into account the impacts of storing nuclear wastes long term.
The coalition's lawsuit is one of several similar ones filed this week against the NRC by the Natural Resources Defense Council, the states of New York, Connecticut, and Vermont, and the Prairie Island Indian Community in Minnesota. The Missouri Coalition for the Environment's Ed Smith says it's time to stop kicking the can down the road when it comes to the risks and costs of nuclear waste.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission is not doing its job, and that's what it comes down to, and that's to have a plan for long-term waste storage and make sure that it's protective of the environment.
The coalition wants to block the NRC from relicensing Ameren's Callaway nuclear power plant, the only commercial nuclear plant in Missouri. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster is vigorously denying that he or his office has put the interests of corporate donors ahead of Missouri consumers and voters. Marshall Griffin reports.
Koster was responding to a New York Times article that details an investigation into corporate lobbying of state attorneys general. The newspaper reports that after being lobbied by law firm Dickstein Shapiro, Koster dropped out or pulled back from prosecutions of several big companies, including Pfizer, AT&T, and 5-Hour Energy Drink. The Times piece also described Koster's decision as, quote, part of a pattern of successful lobbying which included campaign donations to Koster through the Democratic Attorneys General Association. Koster says the Times article, quote, misrepresents the facts and distorts events to create an appearance of impropriety where none exists. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
After 34 years of ownership, Richard King will sign Columbia's two most popular music venues, the Blue Note and Mojo's, over to new hands. King opened the Blue Note with former business partner Phil Costello on August 1, 1980. With three decades of live music under its belt, the Blue Note has hosted some of the largest names in music, including Red Hot Chili Peppers, Johnny Cash, Dave Matthews Band, and Willie Nelson, among others. On Monday, King will sign the papers to sell the Blue Note and his smaller venue, Mojo, to Matt Goerding and Scott Leslie, owner of the Majestic Theater in Madison, Wisconsin.
First of all, they're going to make some renovations in here, much-needed renovations. I've already seen what they booked in here, and they're doing a great job. I think that they're going to be very aggressive in the market. They're going to do more shows, not only here in the club and down at Mojo's, but they'll do shows out on 9th Street.
King was very impressed with the work Goerding and Leslie have done at their venue in Madison and is excited about the future of the Blue Note. For now, King says he will continue his work as owner of Thumper Productions, which puts on the annual Roots and Blues Festival in Columbia. He expects the festival to remain a top-notch event and looks forward to discovering new work and interests in Columbia. A Missouri prosecutor says the use of body cameras by police officers has created a significant workload crunch on his prosecutors, who have to review all of the video. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Boone County prosecuting attorney Dan Knight asked the county commission this week for an additional $109,000 in his 2015 budget to fund another assistant prosecutor and an office specialist. Parents, students, and teachers discussed hot-button education issues at a public forum at Hickman High School Wednesday night. The forum focused on the implementation of Common Core standards in Missouri, as well as the proposed Amendment 3. The panelists spoke at the forum and took questions from the audience. University of Missouri professor Juanita Simmons says the Common Core standards will help Missouri education become more unified with national education efforts.
Students are more, mobile than they've ever been before. And so their learning needs to continue wherever they go. The expectation levels need to be the same.
The full implementation of the Common Core standards began this school year in Missouri. Simmons says the standards are important because the expectation levels for both students and teachers across the state needs to be the same. Simmons also says Amendment 3 could be a threat to democracy in schools, and people should be concerned about the impact it could have on the local district's budget. If you have been using checks at local Columbia businesses, you may want to check your bank statement. According to Public Information Officer Letitia Stroer with the Columbia Police Department, an out-of-state group has been stealing local businesses' checks. Stroer says that once the group steals the checks, they're able to counterfeit them and utilize the banking information on the respective accounts. The group goes to Kansas City and St. Louis to recruit homeless people with a valid Missouri driver's license and then pays them in different ways.
They will get them food, new clothing, get their hair cut, and then make arrangements for them to come to Columbia to pass the checks locally.
Stroer says police found out about the scam by investigating further into phone calls from local businesses. Missouri has approved a plan for evaluating the progress of a struggling St. Louis County school system. The plan that the Missouri Board of Education signed off on Tuesday for Normandy focuses on leadership, curriculum, assessments, and effective instruction. There also will be monthly progress meetings. Hundreds of Normandy students have used a state law that requires unaccredited districts to pay for students to transfer to accredited districts. The transfers financially decimated the Normandy district, forcing the state to approve extra funding. School performance reports released this fall show that the school system received just 7.1% of the points possible, a drop from the previous year. No other Missouri school district fared worse. Amid the problems, the state decided to replace the Normandy district with a state-controlled school entity. Attorney General Eric Holder says it's clear that there's a need for, quote, wholesale change in the Ferguson Police Department. The Justice Department is investigating the practices of the police department following the August 9th police shooting of Michael Brown. At a forum in Washington on Wednesday, Holder wouldn't say what the changes should be or how the investigation would turn out. A government official confirms that there are discussions among Missouri officials about having Ferguson Police Chief Tom Jackson step down as part of efforts to change the department. The official was not authorized to discuss those talks by name. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.